Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yivam Asaf Yudah Aleph, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud. Today's office sponsor Leilin Nishmas Marsh Memtar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Haven Aliyah. Now we're learning all about Shnias LaRayas, and the general idea is that we have the core erva da'iraisa, such as Imai, his mother. The Shnia to her is Aim Imai, the mother's mother. An extended gezeira to this is Aim Aviv, the mother of his father. In other words, a Chum were afraid that if Aim Aviv was allowed, he might be over on Aim Imai, such that both of them are usher. Now it's important to point out over here that this is not a gezeira, meaning it's not a double gezeira. That's because both these women really fall under the same title as grandmother. And same for the other Shnias Sarayas mentioned in the Braisa. Now we're going to be seeing more about Shnias in a little bit, and there's actually different opinions of why Shnias are Usser. But for now though, the Gemara continues discussing a particular Nakuda in Shnias, and that is Yesh or Ein Lahem Hefsek, meaning is the Isser extended to all generations. Taking our example, Aim Imai is Usser. Extending that Isser would mean that her mother and her mother, Dainu, his great-grandmother and his great-great-grandmother all the way up, are also Usser. So we already had two opinions about that. Now the Gemara tells us, Rav says, Kalas Benoi, Yesh La Hefsek, his son's daughter-in-law, she does have a Hefsek, meaning his grandson's daughter-in-law is not Usser. Ask the Gemara, Ma Palig, what Rav argues with the previous opinions, and the answer is that yes, because Kalas Benoi, Mimakam Acherbas, his son's daughter-in-law, comes from a different place. The only reason why she's Usser is because she married into the family, and so the Isser stops over there, which is why Rav says that his grandson's daughter-in-law is not Usser to him. Now, further understanding this Shita, as Rav says, Zera Hayotzim Menu Usser, any offspring that comes from him, so that would be Usser, but if it's not coming from him, it's marrying in, so then there's a stop to those Shnias. So for example, a person's daughter and granddaughter are Usser to him mid da'iraisa, so his great-granddaughter and all following generations are going to be Usser because of Shnias and Ein Lahem Hefsek. That Shnia continues on, but again, that's because it's Zera Hayotzim Menu, it's not somebody who married in. And our Rabbi Yisrael Bunny tells us, time of the Rav, based off what Rav just told us, the following makes sense, that Avram Usser B'chol Nashe Yisrael, and Sarah Usser B'chol Anashe Yisrael. Avram, that's Avram Avinu, he would be Usser to marry all Jewish women, and Sarah would be Usser to marry all Jewish men. That's because since all Yidden come from Avram and Sarah, they're all considered direct descendants, and it's not because they married in, therefore all Yiddish women would be Usser to Avram, and all Yiddish men would be Usser to Sarah. And continuing Shita's Rav, now going back to discuss Shnias themselves, here we have Rav's Shita and why we have Shnia, which is going to be different than what we had started out with. Rav Amar, he says, Kol she'ilu nekeva min ha'Torah Asura, anytime that if we're dealing with a particular female, she would be Usser to him mid da'iraisa, so k'yotze bai zachar, if that person was a male, ishta asura, his wife is Usser as a Shnia. Another way of saying this is that when we have a male whose female counterpart is Usser da'iraisa, so his wife is Usser as a Shnia. And here we're going to explain four of them. Achais aviv nekeva asura, a person's father's sister, she's a female, she's Usser da'iraisa, so achi aviv zachar, that same person in a male, which is his father's brother, ishtay asura, his wife is Usser, meaning his uncle's wife is Usser, and that's as a Shnia. Another example, achais imai nekeva asura, his mother's sister, she's a female, she's Usser da'iraisa. Achi imai zachar, the brother of his mother, who's a male, ishtay asura, his wife is Usser as a Shnia. Another example, bas benoi nekeva asura, the daughter of his son, she's a female, she's Usser, that's his granddaughter, whereas ben benoi zachar, his grandson, who's a male, ishtay asura, his wife is Usser as a Shnia. Another example, Bas Bitai Nekeva Asura, the daughter of his daughter, she's a female, she's Usser to him. Ben Bitai Zachar, his daughter's son, that's a male, Ishtay Asura, his wife is Usser. And the way this differs from our original Havana is that that was a two-step process we had already said in the beginning of today's Gemara. For example, his son's daughter-in-law is Usser Atu, his daughter's daughter-in-law, who herself is the main Shnia. As opposed to in Rav's understanding, the reason why his son's daughter-in-law is Usser is because the female counterpart is Usser da'iraisa. However, now the Gemara brings two man to Amrim who argue with Rav and go with our original understanding. Here's the first one, Amr Yaakov Dramaya Kum Rabyesi, Rabyakov from the south, sent from Rabyesi, Islacha Aftarti. You have another two, which really means that the following Shnias have an extended Isser, which is being called Tarti over here because, like a double Isser, as we explained in the beginning, we have original Shnia and then that's extended to another one, and that's the reason why they're Usser. So here's the first one, Imai Taira, his mother is Usser Midaraisa, Aim Imai Shnia La, his mother's mother is a Shnia to her, and Usru Aim Aviv Mipnei Aim Imai, they Assered his father's mother because of his mother's mother. Here's a second example, Aisha's Benai Taira, the wife of his son, meaning his daughter-in-law, is Usser Midaraisa, Aisha's Ben Benai Shnia La, the wife of his son's son, she's a Shnia to her, to his daughter-in-law herself, and Usru Aisha's Ben Bitai Mipnei Aisha's Ben Benai. The Chum extended this Isser to the wife of his daughter's son because of the wife of his son's son. And our Matanya, continues with the same logic. Islach Aftarti, there's another two that are just like this. Eshes Aviv Taira, his father's wife is Asr Dairaisa. Eshes Avi Aviv Shniela, the wife of his father's father is a Shnia to her. And Asru Eshes Avi Imai, Mibnei Eshes Avi Aviv, they further extend this Isser to the wife of the father of his mother because of the wife of his father of his father. Here's the second example from Matanya. Eshes Achi Aviv Me Aviv Taira, the wife of his father's paternal brother is Asr Tim Dairaisa. Eshes Achi Aviv Me Imai Shniela, the wife of his father's maternal brother is Asr Tim only as a Shnia. And Asru Eshes Achi Imai Me Ima, that's a proper Girsa, Asr the wife of his mother's maternal brother, Mipnei Eshes Achi Aviv Me Imai, because of the wife of his father's maternal brother. Now here we have a third understanding of where the Shnias come from. So Rav Chana, Shama Kulain Menado Kraya, Rav Chana learns all of them from the following pasuk. We have two pasukim. One of them tells us, Ervas Isha Ubita Loisegale, as Baz Bunav as Baz Bita, the erev of a woman and her daughter do not reveal. That's her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter. Now it's important to continue the pasuk, which tells us, Loisikach Ervasa Sharahena Zimahi. So the keywords over here are Zimahi. And then reading the parentheses, Uksev, another pasuk says, Veisha Sharikachas Isha Ves Ima Zimahi. A man who marries a woman and her mother, that's also Zima. So Zima, Gzer Shava. We have two words, Zima, that's Gzer Shava. And that tells us follows. Now, as we're going to see, this first pasuk is called Lematon, below, because it's about a woman and her daughter and her granddaughter. So that's going down in generations. And the second pasuk is called Lemalon, above or up in generations, because it's about a woman and her mother going upwards. So Rav Chana says Gzer Shava is for a number of things. Malamaton, just like when we're going down generations, Shloisha Dairis is three generations, because the first pasuk says a woman, her daughter, and her granddaughter. So Aflamalon, Shloisha Dairis, up above is also three generations, a woman, her mother, and her grandmother. Also, Malamaton Beloisase, just like by that first pasuk, there's a clear Loisase, which enables us to punish him. Aflamalon Beloisase, so too in the second pasuk, when we're going up in generations, there's also Loisase. Another part of the limud is Malamalon Derchni Suin, just like when we're going up in generations, the only way that could be is through marriage, meaning the only way that a woman's mother is going to be usher to him is if he marries that woman and then her mother. So that's Derech Nisuin, Aflamatan Derech Nisuin. So too, when it goes downwards, this is only through Nisuin, which means he would have to marry this woman. Only then her daughter and granddaughter are usher to him, but not if it's not marriage. Also, Malamalan Besrefa, Aflamatan Besrefa, just like when it's going up in generations, there's a Chi of Srefa there if he's over. The Pasuk tells that Beferush. So too, when it's going down in generations, there's a Chi of Srefa. Lastly, Malamaton, just like when we're going down in generations, Asa Bas Zachar Kibas Nekeva. The pasuk treats the daughter of a son just like the daughter of a daughter, because the pasuk says that beferush bas binav as bas bita. Haflamalon asa im zachar keim nekeva. So too, going upwards, the mother of a male is the same thing as a mother of a female. So ma'is chalameimar. What are you able to say? Meaning, what else is included in this gzeir shava that wasn't explicitly stated? That would be im chamiv, im chamaisai, the mother of his father-in-law and the mother of his mother-in-law. Those two are included in this gzeir shava. Now we haven't yet touched shnias larayis. This is all part of the gzeir shava, which would be asur dairaisa. It's now that we get to the shnias. It says Rav Chana, loitia im aviv keim chamiv, loitia im imai keim chamaisai. Since we had just said that the mother of his father-in-law and the mother of his mother-in-law are asur dairaisa, so shouldn't we say that the mother of his father is like the mother of his father-in-law, and the mother of his mother is like the mother of his mother-in-law? And that would be the shnias larayis. He continues, asru eshes avi aviv mipnei im aviv, the cham asurd, the wife of his father's father because of his mother's father, and asru eshes avi imai mipnei im imai, they asur the wife of his mother's father because of his mother's mother. On to the next grouping. Loitia Eshes ben benoi kibas ben ishtai. Shouldn't the wife of a person's son's son, meaning his son's daughter-in-law, be the same exact thing as the daughter of his wife's son, which is Dairaisa? And also, Loitia Eshes ben bitai kibas bas ishtai. Shouldn't the wife of a person's daughter's son, which is his daughter's daughter-in-law, not be the same thing as the daughter of his wife's daughter, which is Dairaisa? For sure we should say that. So that would be another extension, which would be the Shnia. So you see, according to Rav Chana, it's all based off of the Pasuk. Now go back to Shita's Rav in Shnias, which remember we had said according to him that any time we have a female, which is Asr Dairaisa, so the wife of her male counterpart is Asr as a Shnia. Now the Gemara tells us, Hasra Chag Akum Rabbi Yosef, Chag Asr Rabbi Yosef, Vamas Nisa Pligal Rav. We have a breast which is not like Rav. What does it tell us? Mutter Hu Adam Be'eshes Chargoy, that a man is allowed to marry the wife of his stepson above Asr Bitai. He's not allowed to marry his stepson's daughter. So here's the issue, El Chiragtai. What about his stepdaughter? Shema Einoi Asr Ba, is he not Asr to her? Of course he is. So it turns out, Hari Chargoy Zachar Ve'ishtai Muteres. We have a stepson which is a male, but his wife is Mutter. In other words, we see that since a person is allowed to marry his stepson's wife, but he cannot marry his stepdaughter, so we have a scenario that the wife of a male relative is Mutter, even though his female counterpart is Asr Dairaisa? And we don't have an answer to this question. Moving on to Yudalf and Beis on top with a similar discussion, Reb Zirkin says, B'shem Ruchanina, Eishes Chamev Asura Mipnei Mayer Sa'ayin. The wife of his father-in-law is Asr only because of Mayer Sa'ayin, meaning it's not his mother-in-law. His father-in-law, let's say, had two wives. So his father-in-law's other wife is only Asr to him because Mayer Sa'ayin, it looks like he's living with his mother-in-law, even though she's not his mother-in-law. And Itay Martaira, if you want to say that this is Asr Dairaisa, that can't be because Hare David Shinasa Ritzba Bas Aya, David HaMelech married Ritzba Bas Aya, which was one of Shaul HaMelech's wives. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, and I give you the house of your master and the wives of your master. This is Shmuel and Navi telling David HaMelech that now he has all of Shaul HaMelech's household. And we know that Shaul was David's father-in-law because David married his daughter Michal. And one of Shaul's wives was Ritzba Bas Aya, which is Masha from his pasuk that David HaMelech married her. So we see that David HaMelech married his father-in-law's wife. And if it was Asr Dairaisa, that wouldn't be a possibility. It must be the only reason why it would be Asr is because of Mayer's Ayin, as Gezer wasn't yet instituted during David's days. Now something similar, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'shem Blazar, Shnei Chargim Shagalu B'Bayis Achad, two step-siblings that grew up in the same house, Asrin Linase, they're not allowed to marry each other, B'nei Mayer's Ayin, because of Mayer's Ayin, it looks like a brother's marrying a sister, even though they're just step-siblings, it's still not allowed to be done. However, also, Oz V'kumi Rab Chanina B'Reid Rab Avo, a story came from Chanina B'Reid Rab Avo, and Amar, he said, Yizbun Ba'atar D'loi Chachmin Lahayin, they should live in a place where people don't know them. In other words, since people don't know that they're step-siblings, if they go to a place where people have no idea who they are, it's not a problem, they're allowed to get married. Now the Gemara goes back to original discussion, the first one of today's daf, Im Yeshlam Hefsek, does the Isser Shnia keep on going through all generations or no? And over here we have quite the introduction. Tamantanin, over there we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Krisis, that discusses a case where a man is Bayil, his granddaughter, and is simultaneously over seven Isurim. Now we're not going to get into all the details, the general idea though, which is relevant to our discussion, is that his granddaughter was married to his son, which is her uncle, and that's perfectly fine. Then he died, so she married his uncle, who's also her grandfather's brother. Then he died, and she married his uncle. That's her great-great-uncle, which is also her grandfather's uncle. And she was allowed to marry all these people. But with every marriage, another Isser vis-a-vis her grandfather is added on. Now let's just use biblical figures to make this a little bit easier. We know the names of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Avram had Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. And Yaakov had Reuven and a bunch of other kids. So the grandfather in this Mishnah would be called Yaakov. And his granddaughter, let's call her Chava, married her uncle Reuven, which is Yaakov's son. Then Reuven died, so she married Esav. Then he died, so she married Yishmael. And so now she has multiple Isurim to her grandfather Yaakov. Now, picking up with this, the Gemara quotes a part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yasi says, Im Avar HaZakein Unisa'a, if the Zakein was over and married her, so that's yet another Isser on her grandfather Yaakov. Who's the Zakein over here? That would be Yitzchak, meaning Yishmael, who was her last husband. His brother is Yitzchak. That's her great grandfather, or her grandfather's father. So this person Yitzchak was over and married her. Again, that would add on yet another Isser to Yaakov's list when he's Bayil her. Something we're asked in this last case on the Zakein, Ma'avar, what was he over on? It actually turns out that he did Yibum to his brother's wife, because Yishmael died without children, now she's Roy for Yibum, and so Yishmael's brother Yitzchak married her by Yibum, that's perfectly fine. What was he over on? And the answer is, Avar al Divrei Seifrim, he was over on a Derabanan. The Derabanan is that he was with his granddaughter-in-law. In other words, Yitzchak, her new husband, just married his son Yaakov's daughter-in-law. I think we're finally asked a question that it brought this discussion for regarding Shniyais. Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Ravo, Shal Rabbi Yechanan, Ravo asked Rabbi Yechanan, Hada Amra, does this tell us the Shniyais Elam Hefsek, that there's no stop to Shniyais? Why would that be? So we're here, it's important to re-understand the Lashon that Rabbi Yossi had quoted from the Mishnah. And pay attention, Rabbi Yossi's Lashon was that Im Avar Zakein, if the Zakein was over and married her, and we had explained that means Yitzchak. However, literally, Zakein means an elder, which usually refers to a grandfather. And since the subject of the Mishnah is Yaakov, so Zakein would be referring to his grandfather, and that would be Avram. Meaning, this is mashma, that if Avram married Chava, he would be over for being with his grandson's daughter-in-law. Now, this wasn't mentioned outright as one of the Shniyais in our previous discussions. The only way it would be Usr is because Shniyais ain't lehem hefsek. Just like someone's child's daughter-in-law is Usr as a Shniya, so a grandchild's daughter-in-law is also Usr as that extension of the Shniya. So again, that's mashma, asks Rabbi Vot, Rabbi Yechanan, that Shniyais ain't lehem hefsek. Aram Ali, Rabbi Yechanan responded to him that no, v'chi Shniya l'Shniyais Shaninu, did the Rabban ever say that a Shniya to a Shniya is Usr? Loi, Shniya l'Divrei Taira. The only Isr of Shniya is when we're dealing with a Dairaisa, meaning when we start out with a Dairaisa, so a Shniya to that would be Usr, but there's no Shniya to a Shniya. And Mekulhain, this entire Mishnah that we were quoting, that this fellow Yaakov, if he's Bayil his granddaughter, he could be over multiple Isurim, Mishum Kalas Benoi, all these Isurim are because he's with his son's daughter-in-law, and nothing to do with his grandfather, meaning nothing to do with Avram. Actually, Avram would be permitted permitted to be with his grandson's daughter-in-law, meaning with Yaakov's daughter-in-law. And therefore, this is an incorrect way to understand the Mishnah. We have a different version of this discussion. Reb Chizkiya says, "B'shem Reb Yoina, the Rebbevo lo yamar kein." Rebbevo didn't ask that question to Reb Yochanan. Ella, Reb Elazar shel Reb Yochanan. It was Reb Elazar who asked a different question to Reb Yochanan, and that's as follows: Shmoina shnias shninu. We had learned 8 different shnias la'arayas. But v'zeh, now that we have this Mishnah, Harei Teisha, turns out that there's 9 shnias la'arayas, not 8. And how does that come about? So this is based off of yet another understanding of what the zakein means. So it's not like we just said previously in this first version of the question that was asked Reb Yochanan, the zakein is referring to Yaakov's grandfather Avram. Over here, zakein is still referring to Yitzchak. It's just that it's being understood as the type of iser that he was over, namely an iser of zakein, an iser of grandfather. That would be that he married his son's granddaughter, which is his great granddaughter, and that's being called the iser of zakein. And the reason why that's also is because of a shnia l'arayis. So why did our brisa that we started out this whole sugya with not mention this? And so Rabbi Yochanan responded that no, v'kulin mishum kalas benoi, that the iser mentioned this mishnah is only because he was with the daughter-in-law of his son, nothing to do with granddaughter or great granddaughter. Mele being with a great granddaughter is actually not usur. Moving on to halacha, the Mishnah tells us, if a person has a brother from any place, he causes a zika to the wife of his brother for yibum, is considered a brother to him in regards to everything. Now, when we say achiv mikol makom, that means even it's an illegitimate brother, namely if a person has a half brother, meaning he has a paternal brother, and he's a mamzer, still that's considered a brother in terms of yibum. So if he would die, his wife would fall to this mamzer brother by yibum. Also, it's considered a brother l'chol davar, as the Mishnah said, that would be in regards to Yerusha. So if the regular brother dies, the mamzer, he would yerush his brother. And this applies in all cases, except for a brother that he has from a shivcha or nachris, which means if he has a paternal brother, but that brother's mother is either a shivcha kenanis, a non-Jewish maidservant, or simply a non-Jewish woman, a nachris, so then it's not considered his brother. That's because we know that Yiddishkeit goes after the mother. If the mother's not Jewish, then this brother of his is not Jewish, so he's not really his brother. Moving right into halacha vav, the mission continues with this, mi sheyeshlo ben mikol makom, somebody who has a son in any which way that he's a son, meaning even if his son's a mamzer, paiter es eishes aviv min hayibum, that pater is his father's wife from yibum. So if his father's married to another woman, then dies without having children from her, she's still pater from yibum because her husband did have a child, even though that child's a mamzer. Also, v'chayv al-makos v'al-kil asoy, he's chayv for striking him and cursing him. We know the son is chayv misa for striking or cursing his father, and so even if he's a mamzer, he's chayv for this. And ubenoy l'chol davar, he's considered his son for everything. That's referring to Yerusha as well, meaning if the father dies, his son who's a mamzer inherits him. And over here as well, the Mishnah says, chutz mishi yeshlo min hashivcha min hanachris, except for a son that he has from a shivcha, meaning a non-Jewish maidservant or a non-Jewish woman, that's not considered his son. So Gemara quotes these two Mishnahs, mishashlei ach v'chulu, and mishashlei ben mikol makom v'chulu. So we have a question of Avin Bayi as follows, ubenoy l'chol davar, when we say that a mamzer's son is considered his son in regards to everything, does that mean a fiul l'pir v'rivya, even in regards to puravu? We know that a person has a mitzvah of puravu, and later on in the Masechta we're going to see that according to Beis Hillel, this means a person has to have a son and a daughter. So if a person has a mamzer as a son, is that considered like he was yet to puravu? Another question is l'shnia. What about the iser shnias l'arayis? We know that although a mamzer cannot marry a regular woman, he is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So let's say this mamzer and mamzeres who want to get married are shnias l'arayis to each other. Are they allowed to get married? I wouldn't have an answer to this. And we're stopping for the day of pickup tomorrow. Continue to discuss when a man has a child from a non-Jewish woman, what, if any, halachic relationship they have with each other. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.